Welcome everybody to Capes and Scowls West.
West.
Shazam! Movie review.
Jesus.
I am one of your hosts, Nat. With me today is Pat.
Yay!
Kat.
What's up?
And
Alex.
Yay! I screwed that up, sorry guys.
That's okay.
I'm tired. Kat, it's been some time since we've heard from you. Why don't you lead us off with your thoughts on Shazam?
I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. I wasn't really expecting like a ton from it, but at the perturbed of getting yelled at and looked at funny when I walked down the road, I haven't seen Captain Marvel, and I was looking more forward to Shazam. I still haven't seen Captain Marvel, but when Shazam came out, I wanted to go see that, but I still.
Interesting.
So, yeah. The OG Captain Marvel is what I was excited about.
You know what? I never, like, I don't mind the whole weird, we've got off the rails already, but that's fine. The nomenclature problem about the Captain Marvel versus Shazam thing, until seeing the movie. Like, the movie really made me miss the name Captain Marvel for the character. Like, it was, I don't know why. It was just...
Because of how they toy with it?
Well, yeah, they toy with it, and then the fact that, like, he can never say his name? And I thought that was really weird, because I had always read it in the comic books that, since it was magic, that it was intent. So he could say, hello, my name is Shazam, but that's not the same as saying, Shazam! And transforming. So
in the new line of comics, he addresses the same issue. He's like, I'm having a bit of trouble saying my name at the current moment.
It's so weird to me. I don't know. I think that's a strange decision that you could easily just story away.
No, I kind of thought that was interesting, but you're right. I think if they had just gone with Captain Marvel, then because they kept saying like all these silly names.
Captain Sparkle Fingers.
Captain Sparkle Fingers.
That's not my name.
Lightning Crack.
I mean, it's rough because they released the movie after Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Well, they had already lost, like, the legal battle some time ago.
They sort of submitted that it was, at this point in time, it was too confusing to have the wizard be named Shazam and then the character be named Captain Marvel, and there's not a Marvel character, so yeah. Pat, what were your thoughts, just overall?
Because Marvel doesn't mean anything else besides Marvel Comics.
In this day and age, yeah, it's pretty much all it means.
Oh, no, I know that. I'm just making a point to everybody who, I'm just kind of like, go buy a dictionary. I promise you it's more than Marvel Comics.
don't Disney owns this podcast just like everything else, so be careful about what you say.
Disney owns everything now.
One of us. So back to
that. That's probably exactly why I keep running.
I went in there with no expectations, not bad or good. I just have just middle of the road, and it really surprised me. It was a lot better, when I thought it was. Spoilers, obviously, because this is a reviews episode, but when they did the Shazam team in the end, and they all, like, held the staff and became Shazams.
Okay, I'm sorry. The better than that moment for me was, okay, say my name, Billy!
Billy! Yeah. No one.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, man, yeah, because I didn't see that coming at all until he grabbed, like, in the moments when he grabbed the staff, and I was like, oh!
So, I actually had that spoiled for me because I saw the pops of all of them, I already knew about, them from beforehand, I knew that they had their little team or whatever, but I saw the pops wandering about at, like, GameStop, and I'm like, you bastards.
Oh, no.
They also kind of, like, telegraphed it through the entire movie when talking about the number 7, and there were 7 wizards originally, but he was the only one left, and there are 6 kids, and there's another character who already exists, another champion that's still out there, which would be Black Adam, so there's 7 seats.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's coming.
I honestly didn't think they were going to do it this movie. I thought maybe they'd save it for, like, Shazam 2.
I wish they did, because that was one of the things I disliked about the movie, was having the kids have all the power.
What?
Yeah. I'm tired of it in the comics as well. I kind of want the story of Captain Marvel, Shazam, you know, like, I want those singular stories about that character, so I almost got that in the movie, and then it was in the final thing.
See, and that's weird, because normally I'm the one who hates on stuff like that, but I actually really liked it. I thought it was great. It was kind of, they used it as a, I don't know, they treated them still as a unit, but not I don't know how to explain it. It was it's hard for me to explain probably why I was fine with it. Plus, they kept underneath the number that I can handle.
Well, it felt like it worked. It definitely it fit the story just for my personal taste. I want more of Shazam. So
I mean, honestly, the best part, I think my favorite part is when she saves Santa. She's like, oh, Santa! By the way, this is now a Christmas movie, and if anybody argues with me...
Yeah, I'm really... That was one of the things that upset me in the film, was the fact that...
Offended.
Well, I was thinking about all the Christmas themes, and I'm like, oh man, this could have been released in December, had December not been such a big glut of films.
Like, oh yeah, well my guess is they're going to release the Blu-ray, which at that Christmas. Point... during Christmas, because that gives it about the right time frame for a Blu-ray release, so I'm like, Christmas movie!
That's actually really great. I hadn't thought about the Blu-ray release schedule. Mm-hmm. Alex, what was your main thoughts for the movie?
It was really good. I walked in with no expectations, and the whole movie you're laughing. Like, literally the entire movie. There's not a second that you're not. And that's really impressive, because that requires, like, a lot of thought process, I think, in writing to, like, be able to keep the movie funny for, like, the entire run.
Yeah.
I actually liked it better than Captain Marvel.
Oh, interesting. Of the three movies I've seen this year, I think Shazam is my least favorite.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a hot take, right?
Man.
Comment section, burn me alive. I'm the DC guy. And
I think
I'm
it's
one.
The best DC
I will burn
movie
you
I've
alive.
Seen.
I'm offended.
You think it's the best DC movie you've seen, so you put that over Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
That's a travesty in my mind.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I don't know. Wife, see, and I'm standing over here, and I'm like, I can't put it over Aquaman.
Yeah, my wife says Aquaman is still her number one for the DC stuff. So, yeah, my thoughts...
Well, it sounds like...
That's a good
to
choice
me that,
you whispered that.
It sounds to me like you're just... burned out on it, and so like I feel like the three of us like haven't gone in there like with no familiarity with the character, like we like the team reveal because
yeah.
we didn't know about it or
yeah
like,
and Shazam's one of those blind cool. spots for me.
I don't want it to sound like I didn't like the movie. I actually did really like the movie. I didn't love it, and I think that was the thing for me, is I sort of expected to love the movie because I'm a fan of Shazam, and you know, Mr. Mind was revealed in the first 5 minutes, and that was amazing. I think it has the best villain in a DC movie, possibly one of the better villains in all of superhero films. I thought Savannah, his origin story made a ton of sense. The tying, the fact that the wizard couldn't find a champion, that I thought that was a really unique concept. Like, there's a lot I really, really liked about the movie, and I thought it was fun and funny, but it just for some reason it didn't... It didn't encapsulate for me all of what I wanted it to, and that's my own fault. You know, I'm putting myself into a position to dislike the movie. And I didn't dislike it, like I said. I almost feel like this is the same as my experience of seeing Ragnarok the first time, where maybe there was too much that I was thinking about before entering the movie that I couldn't let go of it. And then I watched it a second time and loved Ragnarok, and Ragnarok's now in my top 5. So I'm wondering if that's going to be the same sort of case as Shazam.
I don't know. I have a Christmas superhero movie. I don't care.
Yeah. I think, I totally just lost my train of thought on that. I don't know.
Ragnarok was?
Yes, Ragnarok. Okay. Thank you. It's funny that you compare it to Ragnarok because, like, It probably is DC's Ragnarok so far as, like, a comedy superhero mm-hmm. movie. It's clearly...
I think it has more in common with Ant-Man.
Yes, that's actually probably a better comparison. Especially, like, humor style. It's definitely more, like, American humor as opposed to British humor, which
right.
is Ragnarok.
So, with Shazam, too, like I said, for me, it's one of those blind spots because it's, like, a mystic superhero, and those usually lose me fairly quickly.
Gotcha.
I'll go read Lord of the Rings if I want mystic half the time. but with that one, I think the less you know about him, the better, and that probably goes for every superhero movie, but I think with Shazam, they set it up for the norm audience to walk into something and not, because it's like Captain Marvel. No one knows who Captain Marvel is,
right? Right.
Like Endgame, no one does. Right. So I haven't seen Captain Marvel, but for Shazam, they took a superhero that no one really knows. That yes, they may have inserted into the Justice League at one point, How many people know that? Probably not many.
Well, the thing is, Shazam, it's kind of a weird property. People say it's unknown, but Shazam had a successful TV series around the same time that Wonder Woman, the TV series, was out. The character itself is almost as old as Superman.
Oh, no, I know he exists. I think his creation was kind of like, how do we make something like Superman,
but right, not it was Superman? It was wish fulfillment, which I think the movie also handles very well. It's big with superheroes.
Speaking of that, I was so pissed off at the end. I'm like, you just removed that scene. You don't need to do that to me. Because the one that Henry Cavill was supposed to be in.
What, the final thing?
Yeah, I was pissed about that.
I love that. Man.
I was salty about
it. I love that.
I know exactly
so
what it was. And I'm like, oh, we're trying to make it work. I'm like, just remove it.
I actually liked the fact that even...
Make Wonder Woman show up. God.
Even if it was Cavill, I kind of wouldn't want to see the face anyway, because the story is from the perspective of a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very Spielbergian movie where kind of the adults, other than the parents, the adults suck in this movie, which is a very like Spielberg thing to do. You know, it's like you put the perspective of the kids. And I felt like when Superman gets revealed, it's a kid staring at the S going, oh my god, it's Superman, you know? So panning up to Cavill's face doesn't matter, because it's the awe of, oh my god, the S is walking right in front of me.
You know? I guess for me, it's just like more salt in the wound, because they're like, well, we're not going to make Superman movies anymore. Get out.
This movie, I think, changes those plans overall as to what people want. Because this is wildly successful. The response, obviously, is more good than bad. There's not a lot of people saying negative things about this, so yeah.
I've seen a few people call for a Wonder Twins movie now, or not a Wonder. Sorry, Super Friends.
Super Friends.
I would be so game for that. I don't even care how cheesy it is.
I don't understand. Like, what I don't understand is, isn't that just Justice League? Like, Super Friends was a branding that they did to make it family friendly, but it's still Justice League.
I feel like that would be hilarious. I feel like you could make it from Shazam point of view and make it. This is me and the Super Friends, except he's leading this movie, not the team per se, but.
Yeah, I guess. And that makes, but. So. There's a little bit of sort of breaking the fourth wall outside of the story itself here. Rock is a producer on Shazam, or was a producer on Shazam, and made a little like video about saying thank you to the fans for making the movie a success and teasing Black Adam.
I know that's coming.
Well, he said Black Adam is in the works. It's in pre-production right now, probably looking at a 2021 release date. I think that they're setting it up for Black Adam to be the villain of the next Justice League or the big team-up movie.
That'll be interesting.
I think that the next Shazam movie will have more to do with the Monster Society of Evil, which they really teased throughout this. And I think Black Adam is getting his own film.
Yeah.
So I think if you do that sequencing, you introduce
Is it going to be his falling?
Black Adam's?
Yeah.
I imagine they're going to do a full origin story. Hmm? Like, why not do a full origin story ending with him doing the same thing that Savannah did and awakening the Sins, because that was the story we were told by the wizard in the movie, is that the champion awoken the Sins and unleashed them on the world.
Yeah.
So.
How did you feel about the white cape?
I loved the cape. I actually wish the hood was up a little bit, because like the movie made me lean a little bit more into the high fantasy element of it, like, and I wanted more of the magic. And that's not the way I feel about it in the comics. In the comics, I feel very much more superhero-y, but this felt like they leaned into the magic side, so I wanted more of that.
Well, they're very good at that. Case in point, Aquaman, that was very fantasy-based, even though that didn't make sense to somewhat be fantasy-based, but they did it that way.
Yeah, they did it really well. Aquaman is a very interesting movie, and one like I can discuss at length.
Oh, yeah.
I also wanted to say that I thought the movie was genuinely scary at parts.
Oh my god, what? Yeah, I was like, this is PG-13, right?
Yeah, the boardroom sequence, like the toss out the window, my wife and I looked at each other like, what the hell are we watching? Like,
you're watching her? What? When they showed him eating, like, the dude's head, I was like, is this okay?
Right? It got dark fast. Yeah.
I think it's a really interesting thing, too, to hire the continue hiring of horror movie directors to do superhero films.
I thought I was going to have nightmares.
So
I mean, it brought it more into DC, because that's the whole point of DC versus Marvel is DC's always been a darker universe.
People say that all the time, and I think that's a perception thing.
Yeah.
I think it's because Batman is the core character like that people think of, that DC's always a darker universe.
It's Batman and Superman is what they think of, and they always...
The Batman built.
Yeah.
The house that Batman built.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is you have... What is his name? The dude who started it all, and he made those films so dark, which makes sense, because it's Batman. But
Tim Burton.
Zack Snyder.
You can go back as far as Tim, as Tim Burton. He had his color candy moments, but a lot of those movies were still extremely dark.
Yeah. They were dark for the time, too.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're not exclusively dark. Like, obviously, we have Shazam.
And I don't think Aquaman is a dark one. And Wonder Woman...
It's very candy-coated.
Although Wonder Woman's color palette is a little bit muted, and I think that's more about the setting, it is a bright movie about hopefulness and humanity. And
yeah.
And I think that's the whole point of what they're trying to do, is move away from we're not dark all the time. I would say the movies, the movies have landed at the comic books, like the comics themselves, they're not always that way.
No,
they fell into it for a little bit, but they're not always that way.
You say that now until October rolls around.
I don't know.
Oh, Joker, yeah.
Well, that's a different thing, though.
Yeah, it's a movie that's supposed to exist outside of the DC, what are they called, Worlds of DC? It's not the DC Extended Universe anymore.
Nobody knows.
Excuse me. That was one of the things, too. I really liked the way it connected to the greater DC film world, because it was like all these events sort of happened, or maybe not all the events happened, but we know that Superman and Batman exist, that they're real people, Aquaman now as well, and Wonder Woman. They all exist in Shazam's universe as public figures, and I just, that concept alone made it very interesting to me, like, especially Freddy steals the movie for me too. I think he's so funny.
He's a very complex character.
He's too, a very like, complex he's not character.
Just, I was expecting him to just be the comic relief, but he's actually,
The way that they handle his disability too was very like, it made you laugh because he was lighthearted about it, but then there are moments that brought you in like, man, this life has not been great to this kid, and he's very honest, and I think his performance... What do you think about Asher Angel as Billy Batson? Because I've heard some negativity on him.
That Kid Billy?
Kid Billy,
Billy the Kid?
I
thought he did good.
But by the way, fuck his mom. Anyway...
That was a rough scene. That was my one criticism, I think, of the movie, is Shazam the Wizard kept going on about how he needed a kid who was, like, pure of heart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they did a extremely great job of showing that he was pure of heart, because until he got the superpowers, and even after he got the superpowers, let's be real, pretty much until the end of the movie, he is not even close to, like, being pure of heart.
The wizard says it, though.
Mm-hmm.
The wizard's like, you're my only choice.
Yep.
Oh, I guess
it's
that's
like
true.
It's his finality.
Yep, there isn't really an option. This kid shows promise, and that's it. That's all I need.
And that's kind of what I thought. He was just at this point like, fuck it.
That's basically what I was.
Which pushes Savannah's motivation even further, because he can see it in this kid that you don't seem to be worthy, so what the hell makes you better than I was at that time?
Which is hilarious, because it was literally his fault that happened.
Yep.
Which he can't seem to piece.
But yeah, back to Asher Angel's performance as Billy.
I don't know Billy Batson very well as a character, so it's kind of, I mean, you can see just from like some of the random movies that I've seen, I don't think he did terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He played the kid who just wants to find his mom. I mean, I enjoyed, I can't think of his name, the dude who actually played Shazam. I think he was a better Billy Batson than the kid was, hands down. I think he played a kid role kind of better than the kid, which was funny.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
So that is some of the criticism, is that there seems to be too much of a difference between the two characters.
Yeah.
Alex, what was your thoughts on that?
I thought they both did good. I see the differentiation, though, between the characters. Zachary Levi was a lot more childlike as a quote-unquote adult than the kid that was actually playing a kid. But I don't know. I thought the kid did really good. So I know that Billy is typically a little more lighthearted in the comics than he is in the movie, but I don't know. I kind of like the way that he portrayed the character.
So it's a weird thing for me. It's not the way I would have wanted it, But what I liked about it is it's almost in the Shazam form. Billy was sort of unhinged and, like, didn't have the insecurities he would normally have as Billy. So he was more lighthearted and more, like, out, like, more exuberant because he had the powers.
Yeah.
So it was like it was representative of him being able to not have to look inward so much and to just enjoy. So I liked that there was a disparity there. I would have liked the disparity to have been the reverse, where Billy was very lighthearted and then you have the superhero who's more earnest. But that's, you know, more familiarity with comic books than the I feel like I have more notes here. I loved the suits, too. Like, that was something... Oh, we need to talk about the parents and the kids. Like, Darla? Amazing.
That was, like, one of my favorite parts in the movie. Oh, my God, Santa. Been really good this year.
I love that quick shot of her running around the Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. That was such a cool... Like, the way that was sequenced was just so well done. I don't know. Yeah. She, like, just has them and, like... Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah.
I like Eugene doing the Hadouken.
Oh, man. Yeah, all the kids were, like, so well characterized. And the parents, too.
I loved the parents.
The foster parents. They were such nice people. And, like, and you really got, like... And they weren't just like, oh, we're nice foster parents. We do good things. Like, they were, like, pretty real people, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought that's, like, crazy when you have such a short, relatively short movie and so many characters that are so well, like, characterized.
Yeah, they definitely, everybody had their small moments that made them feel very believable to their characterization. Like, Everybody felt like, and maybe that because they were, like, sort of broad-stroked, like, they were really caricatured in a way. Like, everybody had this specific thing. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, the audience just clicks with it. Like, it just works really well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all kind of, archetypes, but, like, definitely not just, like, flat. Like,
no, they were not flat. I don't think so, at least.
Mm-hmm.
They also had some details in there that were, like, true to the characters. Like, there's a scene that's, and it's almost barely noticeable, where, like, all the monsters have one of the kids,
mm-hmm.
and the second they let go of them, Darla, like, turns around and kicks hers in the shin.
Oh, nice! And that's a very childlike thing to do.
Yeah.
Darla broke my heart when they walked into the school the first time, though.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
She goes for the hug, and Billy's like, I'm not your little brother, and it was just like, wow, you killed me just as a little kid. She needs to play Moon Girl, like, tomorrow.
Oh my God, that would be so perfect. She would do such a good job.
Like, where's that series on Disney+?
Why can't I look at anything in there? I love that music.
Wait, there's glitter in there? That's the first one.
That's another thing about the, like, the PG-13 rating. I was like, man, you, like, centralized your character around a strip club.
Yeah. Well, when he first meets the wizard and he says, lay your hands on
staff.
And he's
just, like, it's that normal 15-year-old boy response.
Right? Captain Thundercrack. That sounds like a butt thing.
Oh, man. The whole beer scene, too, that was great.
I want to interview, like, a 10 to 12-year-old and see their opinion of this movie, because it feels like it has to be, like, the greatest thing since sliced bread. Right? Like, to be like, this is the coolest movie ever. Mm-hmm. The whole beer sequence. The shooting him in the face. I did not expect that. And
shoot him,
like,
in the face.
Shoot him in the face. I'm like, yup.
Wait.
Yeah. What does he say, too? Like, it's not bulletproof, too.
You,
like,
have bullet immunity.
I love that. It's just, like, small little, like, like, kid things.
Holy,
you know,
shit.
Like,
lighting the box on fire. Like, that was so
natural
funny.
Fire, and just, like, crosses it out, fire test or fireproof
test. Secret fireproof test.
I'm sorry.
but it, like, checks it out.
See, that's the thing. It's like, talking about this movie, there's so much that I loved, but I don't know. Like, it was that leaving the theater feeling, yes, I had a good time. Was it a good movie, though? Like, that's... a disparity, and I think it's only going to take another watching, which I just do not have the time for.
Fair enough.
There's too many things in theaters or coming into theaters at such a fast rate that I can't.
And nobody had no time for that.
Yeah. But I haven't seen Us yet. I really would like to see that movie as well.
Ooh, do not bring that one up right okay. now, because that will instantly tangent me. So, yeah, I guess if, unless anybody has anything else to say, final thoughts?
I don't think so. I think, you know, it was good. Like I said, I am excited for that movie to come out on Blu-ray, because I'll watch it again.
Yeah, this movie! That's one of the things, and this is not a slight in any way to the film, is it's definitely one of those press play on my Blu-ray player and just do stuff around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then stop and watch a few scenes, like, mm-hmm. intently. And I love those kind of movies where I can... This is a movie I can draw to.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really got that whole, I want to watch specific pieces of.
Mm-hmm. It's a great cooking show. As in, you put it on while you're cooking.
While you're cooking. Yeah. Alex?
I mean, I loved it. So, I've been debating whether I want to go see it again, but I'm waiting for Endgame, because I don't want to...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I was super here. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Read some Shazam comics, too, people. Get the Monster Society of Evil, as well as the Shazam Origins, which is very similar in the storyline to the film, dealing with Savannah and dealing with the new 52 version of Shazam. Nice. It's good stuff. Definitely, yeah. Definitely worth the read. Great, great character. Awesome history. Always fun.
Yeah. So I think we all are resounding pretty good at
it. I think
it's a resounding go see it.
I say it's a resounding Shazam!
Shazam!
On that note, I'm going to go somewhere else now.
Yes. All right, everybody.
Let's say bye then.
All right.
Bye!
Bye.